Newsom, Dahl hash out state policies in debate. Commentary. The single debate on October 23 this year between incumbent Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and his Republican challenger, State Senator Brian Dahl of Bieber, California, turned out highly informative. Too bad there won't be more of them. Newsom did say he plans on staying on as governor for a full term. But Governor Bill Clinton of Arkansas promised the same thing for his 1990 re-election, then ran for president in 1992 and won. Major issues confronting California include homelessness, abortion, a budget surplus possibly turning into a deficit, declining school test scores, inflation, wildfires, and climate matters. One debate for less than an hour, held at 1 p.m. on Sunday, when many voters were at church or watching NFL games, just doesn't cut it. No wonder most voters I talk to don't even know who Dahl is. Yet the debate did reveal some important matters. The first question was about Proposition 1, which would expand the right to abortion, already legal, right up to the moment before birth. Newsom, clearly playing to a national audience of Democratic primary voters, attacked Dahl for opposing Prop 1 and contributing $20,000 to its defeat. Asked about broader issues, he said the state was sending out billions and billions of dollars of inflation checks, $9.5 billion. And he touted how he advanced California's climate change policies. He said Dahl only reinforced Big Oil's talking points. When Dahl's turn came, he quipped, "I want to thank the governor for taking time out from his dream of being president of the United States and actually coming to California." That was a jibe about Newsom's recent trips to other states. Dahl said, "As a farmer, I'm in tune with the climate every day, and it is changing. But Newsom's policies," he said, "aren't doing anything about it. He's driving up the cost of gasoline and electricity. By the way, Californians pay 70% higher electricity rates than they do across the nation, $2.50 a gallon higher for gasoline than they do in Nevada." When asked about Newsom's policies being popular, Dahl responded, "People are fleeing. Californians are suffering." Newsom responded that Dahl, in the Senate, has opposed every single climate package offered by the majority Democrats. "You have doubled down on the talking points of the big oil companies, leaving the state with unprecedented extremes, including drought and wildfires." He charged of Dahl Big Oil funded his campaign with hundreds of thousands of dollars. But KCRA reported, according to state campaign finance data, Dahl's campaign for governor has not received hundreds of thousands of dollars from any of the major oil companies operating in the state. Dahl did receive a campaign contribution from Legacy Petroleum LLC for $20,000 on October 13, according to state data. And Newsom attacked him for not going after Big Oil's price gouging, "They're ripping us off." But Newsom didn't address Dahl's earlier point of how gas is a lot cheaper in other states. According to the Auto Club, the average price of gas in California is $5.64 a gallon in California and $5.01 in Nevada, compared to $3.76 nationally. So Dahl exaggerated the difference with Nevada by saying it was $2.50 less there. Perhaps he meant Texas, where the price is $3.20, or $2.51 less than in California. On climate change, Dahl said, "We're exporting jobs and our environment out of California to places like China, where they're making a coal-fired power plant every 3 weeks. That's something I've covered here on the Epoch Times." And Dahl said he presented a bill to count carbon from forest fires as part of the state's official total, but it wasn't passed. Another Dahl jibe was Newsom's friends can afford Teslas, but average Californians can't. Newsom refuted Dahl's charge of being out of state by saying it was only for a few hours he left California to challenge Trump, whom Dahl supported, and the Republican stances on abortion, climate change, banning books, and other issues. As to banning books, Dahl should have made it about parents controlling school boards, the way Governor Glenn Youngkin rode that issue to victory in Virginia a year ago. "What you don't do is stand up to Big Oil," Newsom reiterated to Dahl. Actually, in the context of California politics, Big Oil isn't stupid. They know Newsom is almost sure to win, and so won't want to antagonize him by supporting Dahl. I thought Dahl might interrupt him to state the facts about Big Oil. But the Republican was too polite, possibly one of his problems. Because if you want to get attention nowadays, you have to stand out, the way Trump did in the first Republican debate in 2015, with his crack about Rosie O'Donnell. In fact, the Newsom-Dahl debate was really polite. Unfortunately, but predictably, the controversy over the 2020 election came up. Dahl said he supports that Biden was legitimately elected, but quipped, "But does he know that?" Newsom interrupted, "Of course he understands he's the President of the United States. You're insulting him." Unfortunately, Dahl didn't have a comeback to Newsom that would have made the news broadcasts that evening and given him some much-needed publicity. Dahl seems to have prepared some good quips, but wasn't strong with the ad-lib responses. Dahl then brought up the cost of living and rising crime, how Newsom is neglecting the people on the streets, who are suffering from the policies you put forward. At the same time, we have no water, no electricity. We have no plan. There's just, throw money at it. Californians are suffering from inflation, Newsom retorted. That's why we've put $18.5 billion in tax rebates, including $9.5 billion this year, which you opposed. Dahl said he did support it. Dahl said Newsom has 1,200 permits for oil drilling on his desk and signed. And said he supported a gas tax holiday. Dahl missed an opportunity to point out Newsom originally supported the gas tax holiday, which would have cut the price of gas 54 cents a gallon, but caved in to the radical Democrats in the legislature. Newsom, oddly, said the gas tax reduction was a bad idea, because there's no guarantee the oil companies will pass the tax cuts on to drivers, as shown in other states. The tax cuts just go into the pockets of the oil companies. Which is absurd given what I noted above about other states' lower prices. Also, few states have gas taxes nearly as high as California's. Rival Texas's tax is just 20 cents, and Florida's is 8 cents. Newsom conceded California's gas prices are up to $2.60 more than other states because these companies are ripping you off. But why would they pick only on California? That's why I want to move forward with a price gouging penalty. Meaning he called a special session of the legislature for December 5th to impose a windfall profits tax on the oil companies. Which, as I wrote in the Epoch Times on October 11th, would raise prices even higher. I get how Newsom is trying to counter potential attacks on him. But pushing California gas prices even higher than in other states sure won't help him in a presidential run. He mentioned there are 5 refiners in California with 97% of the industry. But that's because the state is so saturated with regulations, no other refiners want to come here. We're lucky to have even those 5. And he said the oil companies enjoyed record profits of $26 billion in the last quarter. But that's what happens when the price goes up. When it goes down as during the first months of COVID, then the profits dry up and the deficits pile up. And of course, the oil business is international. California state policy has no say in what OPEC does, or the outcome of the Ukraine war. Newsom said cutting the gas tax was nothing more than a gimmick, in contrast to his rebate checks. And he touted switching early to the winter blend of gas, which saved 65 cents a gallon. Fair enough, but most of that reduction probably was from the global reduction in oil prices.